Bank, there was a letter issued on the school website, but they weren't sent out to any parents. And it was a letter from Mrs. White declaring that she would put on extra classes for children who were struggling with exams and put out as much help as she possibly could. There's still quite a number of teachers off. There's still children having free periods. There's still children having no teachers that are covering the subject that need to be taught.
For people who aren't aware of it, this is a school where 30% of the staff were off at the same time, off on the sick. And it wasn't the first time this had happened. And you as a parent and other parents want to get to the bottom of why there's an issue in this school that doesn't seem to be replicated in any other school. And we haven't been able, no one has really been able to totally put their finger on what the problem is. And you have your worries about the education of your own son.
Yes, we all do. We all have worries about our son's education. It's gone beyond a joke now. The exams are in June or in May, some of them. The children are really struggling. We're actually concerned that children are under so much pressure that they won't be able to cope come exam time or come result time.
And the protest that lasted a couple of days, has it waned now, or is it
revived? I'm currently standing at the protest this morning with around 40 plus concerned parents. And, you know, there's placards as well. People feel so strongly about this. Not everybody can come to the school gate, but the amount of support that we've had through a Facebook page, through our email address, you know, a committee has been set up now and it's in place for any concerns that anybody has.
Has there been a situation yet where the parents, whether it be your group of 40 or indeed another delegation or whoever, but someone who signed up to represent the parents, have they had the opportunity to sit down with the head and maybe the VP and the Board of Governors? Has that happened yet?
Well, last week when I was at the protest, Mrs. White invited me in to speak with her. Myself and another parent went in and spoke with her. She asked us our grievances. We told her. She said she would try and rectify them as soon as possible. I brought up the subject of my son not having any sports, and she told me it was a myth. I said, really? She said, yes, it's a myth. The football team is up and running. I said, he hasn't had any football from October. He regularly has his PE cancelled because there's no teachers to take him.
And is that the only subject, and not that I'm not suggesting for a moment that PE isn't important, but is that the only subject that he feels disadvantaged in?
That's one of my sons. I have another son doing A-level. He's doing three A-levels, politics, BTEC sport and religion, and he hasn't got one permanent teacher in place.
De La Salle, John, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
John, are you getting tired of the debate and the discussion and the protests, or do you have a sense of, yeah, the school may have a problem, but it will be sorted, or indeed it may not have a problem and people just may be exaggerating the difficulties?
Well, really, my son is at A-level in the school. He has been getting a lot of stress and other problems and a lot of issues in the school being told to him by the teachers as well. The teachers are actually openly talking about the issues that they are having. I'm not going to mention them, but they are actually admitting that there is issues and problems, and with the parents outside who are actually protesting that, it's putting a lot of stress on a lot of the kids that are actually in the school. I know my son and seven of his friends were in our house last week, and they were very concerned about the protests because of the atmosphere that it was given in the school. Now, we have spoken to some of the teachers. They have told us, and it is happening, the school will be open until 9 o'clock every night for anybody that wants any tuition or any help or any support. We do feel that the school is giving good support to the kids. Now, I understand why there's parents outside, but they are really giving a lot of support to those kids. Miss White herself has also met with those children of A-levels over a period of a couple of weeks on a Friday to talk with their issues and their problems. You know, so there is two sides to this story.
I think that's vital, what you're saying there. There are two sides. The school, however, hasn't appeared in the media to address it or to talk about it or to have just a reasonable conversation about it.
Yes, and I do actually think that's wrong. I do think talking is the most important thing. And, you know, the information that's going about at the moment, you know, to be honest, not naming any names, but we actually knew that teachers were going to go off sick because the A-level students already knew that the teachers were going to go off sick. It had already been spoken about. Now, if the young kids in the school are hearing that type of thing from the teachers, that's not going to help anybody in any situation. That's going to, you know, show the kids that, you know, the teachers don't care. They're not going to stand and talk and debate and issue the problems. They're going to go off sick. And as you said to your last caller, you know, you have to take on what is happening, that these teachers are sick, they are off. But when you're hearing beforehand that there's a certain party of teachers and senior staff going to go off sick, you know, that's not helping anybody, especially my child.
Yes, John, and but we must also keep in mind that these people may all be ill as a result of the stress that they're under trying to deliver the service that they signed up to deliver. And at this moment in time, they may be sick. I am no doctor. I cannot judge. I think most people who are looking in think it's a very high level of sickness in one school compared to all the other schools across Northern Ireland at any one time. And maybe there's a bug in the water or something, but the teachers seem to be sick, but the children aren't. Now, John, it is a delicate issue, but the most vital people are the kids. They are more important than the teachers. And teachers, a good teacher will admit that the children are the most important people. They've got to get a full education, the same as the kids at the neighbouring school and the school 100 miles away.
Definitely, definitely.